chest.
These are my
shoulders.
Uh-huh. What in the world are the haunches?
Haunches?
Yeah.
Well, that's your haunch back here.
That's
your hip.
This part.
Yeah, that's your hip.
And this, what is
that's
this?
Your thigh.
The haunch is just where? Is that the hip?
That's your hip.
Huh?
And that's your calf, your leg here, you see.
Uh-huh.
That's your ankle down there, you know.
Mm-hmm. You think I'm a nut?
Well, there's lots of them.
If a man can lift 300 pounds, you say he's mighty?
Well, he might be a giant.
Yeah, but if he can lift 300 pounds, he's not weak, he's...
Well, he's stout.
Yeah. He has a great deal of...
Power.
Uh-huh. Strength?
Strength, that's what I say, a lot of strength. Mm-hmm.
If someone is always smiling and happy, make sure this is running right.
It's going.
Good. Why, you say he's...
Cheerful.
Yeah. And if someone walks around and bumps into things, you say he's...
He's awkward. I'll tell you, I never been sick very much, you know, but I got a little ordered and I laid down one day. The banker called up out there and asked Miss Ford how Charlie was. Well, says he's sick in bed. He says, what? That man ain't sick, is he? Yes, Miss Ford said he's lost everything but his chin and his grin. And I still have my chin and my grin.
Yeah, you know, those are two of the most important things.
So I don't think anybody ever remembers seeing me mad or anything. You know, I was holding my temper. Of course, they'd walk on me. I've all been break the fight if I had to, but I never had to fight very much.
Mm-hmm. If someone will never spend a nickel, you say...
Called tightwad.
Yeah. A person who's advanced in age and still has, a lot of pep, and
call him ambitious.
Well,
thrifty.
Let's say thrifty.
Yeah.
Now this means what?
Huh?
If he's thrifty, what does that?
That
mean?
Means that he's stout and ambitious and willing mm-hmm. to do things. You know.
Got a lot of get up and.
A lot of get a lot of got a lot of get up and go to him.
And someone who makes up his mind and won't ever change it, you say is, if a fellow makes up his mind and won't ever change it?
Well, let's say he's, what do you call that now? He's set in his way.
Uh-huh. And,
stubborn.
Someone who just doesn't take any pride in anything.
Huh?
Someone who doesn't take
any... Well, he ain't got no ambition.
Uh-huh. Well, let's say he doesn't take any pride in his dress at all. Goes around in rags.
Well, just call him a slouch or something
he's
like
slouch.
That.
Uh-huh. And you say he's a slouch. When it comes to his appearance, he's
appearance,
mighty.
Appearance, yeah.
He's mighty.
Huh?
When it comes to his appearance, he's mighty.
Mighty what?
Careless?
Huh?
Careless?
Careless, yes.
Would that be a...
Reckless.
And someone who's easily offended, you say he's, if someone gets offended easily, you say, well, now careful, don't play a joke on that man because he's awfully...
Easy offended, yeah. Well, I don't know, what would call him?
Would touchy be a...
They call him, yeah. Well, there's another word for it, I'm just trying to think what it was. I know a lot of them, I call them hothead.
Yeah.
A darn fool.
Yeah, the two go hand in hand, don't
hand
they?
Hand, they go hand in hand, yeah.
Queer. What does that mean? If you say a person is queer.
Well, he's different.
Just
different from somebody, anybody else.
Uh-huh.